Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. I've been wondering what we could talk about today, and I just was on a most amazing trip up north with my husband to go visit a 95-year-old aunt and a cousin and some other things. And it was just incredibly beautiful. The drive was great. And I really started looking at the changes outside when the season changes. So for fall and winter, fall especially, so gorgeous when we drove through the forest with the yellow and red leaves, and it was just so crisp in the air and getting cooler, and in the morning some fog. And then I remembered when my husband and I attended UC Davis, that's towards Sacramento, when we drove there from Napa, California, we had that dually fog in the morning. It was very, very, very thick fog in the morning. You could barely see 10 yards. And so that was one good reason why we stayed on campus, so we didn't have to drive that all the time because it was really dangerous. But those are all things that belong to fall and winter because the seasons change. Now, there are shorter days and longer nights. So what does this all have to do with weight gain in fall and winter? Well, that is quite simple. There are 20 reasons we tend to gain more weight in a winter. And I'm just going to touch on a few. And it's actually quite interesting. And I've been reflecting on my own health, which is exceptionally good right now. But, you know, it wasn't always. That's why I love talking about those things, because I was empowered to make tremendous changes of habits. And I'm feeling so thankful, grateful, happy, healthy, and blessed that I actually had that experience. And I want to extend that to others. But back to the reason why people are gaining weight over the holidays, especially fall and winter. There is one point that says too much sleep. And why is that? Why do we get too much sleep? Well, it's quite easy. The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. Our body, our biorhythm kind of adapts to what's happening outside. And when it gets dark sooner, our body says it's time for bed. And so we go to bed maybe earlier and get up maybe a little bit later because, again, it's dark outside. So when we have too much sleep, that's not good, because during the sleep, a lot of good things happen, but it's also a way of gaining weight when you sleep too much and you don't have enough time to get your metabolism really going to burn off what you've eaten. And especially when you eat too close to bedtime or too heavy. So more about that later. The next one is colder weather, which I touched on. It's nice and crisp air. It smells so fresh and clean, depending on where you are. You dress a little bit warmer. You feel like things are changing. Your breathing gets differently in colder weather than in warm weather. You don't perspire as much in colder weather than in warm weather. So those are all points. Seasonal affective disorder, or what we call SAD, is another big point. It's rather depressing to leave work and it already be totally dark outside. But it's not all in your head. The lack of sunlight in a winter can actually have a significant effect on your mood and health. a handful of people develop seasonal affective disorder or SAD in a winter, which is a type of clinical depression. Well, there are ways around it. And for example, I noticed that I'm not doing quite as well in a winter month as I'm doing in the spring and summer. So I got myself a light that projects like regular daylight almost, and it's medically approved. So when you have those things, then you feel like, oh, even if you have to turn the light on, you have like outdoors light, you feel like daylight. It feels amazing, and you don't go into depression. The fourth point is holiday meals. Wow. What do we usually eat during holidays? Turkey, ham, veggies, carbs such as potatoes and breads and mac and cheese and a whole bunch of desserts. And how much do we eat? Usually more than we need. So of course we put on a little bit of weight. Do we have to keep it on? Not really. Do we keep it on? Most of us do, even if it's just half a pound. But that times every year, every consecutive year, starts adding up to lots of weight. What else do we like when it gets colder? Comfort foods. So stews are actually quite good for weight loss when you make them healthy with meat and veggies and stuff. But when you eat mostly mac and cheese or macaroni with butter, butter over it and breadcrumbs and whatnot, that makes it a little bit more difficult. And if you hear that beeping, this is the sixth or seventh time this morning that this number is calling me without ever leaving a message. That is just annoying. I think I'm going to pop him. That's another thing to reduce stress. Just do whatever you can to make yourself feel comfortable, happy, and healthy, and ignore the ones who don't abide by the rules. We do have voicemail for a reason these days. And just calling and calling and calling and not leaving a message, who does that serve? It sure doesn't serve me. Does it serve them? Do they get the answer they want? No. So why call and call and call and not leave a message? It's spam. So it doesn't deserve to be answered. That's just a little thing, and it's going to happen more towards the holidays. So if you don't know who is calling, don't even worry about it. Just let it ring and go on your voicemail. And if they don't leave any, it wasn't meant to be. All right, back to the foods, the things why we can gain weight over the holidays. There are some wonderful holiday drinks, such as eggnog and some other things. And that's actually quite a heavy drink in the sense of calories. So, of course, when you have more calories to take in than you burn, yeah, you burn, you put on weight, that's for sure. So, I mean, one sip or so is usually not too bad, but moderation is key. And then you need to budget it with the food you eat. So you can't just go on eggnog and then have two or three eggnogs and then still go for a whole meal. Then you would definitely need to leave all the carbs out and just have non-starchy vegetables and some protein to kind of balance it. Another thing that we eat at holidays, those office treats or at the school, the holiday party treats, all these cupcakes with all the frosting. The frosting itself has probably three or four times more calories than the cupcake itself. So, yes, I'd rather stay away from it or have something healthy such as a fruit or a veggie or something to nibble on. And then who does not like a specialty coffee, like a pumpkin coffee or a cinnamon something coffee with whipping cream on top and tons of sugar and whatnot? Aha! There goes the problem. it's not the coffee itself, it's what you add to it. Actually, 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day before 3 p.m., if you go to bed at the regular time at night between 9 and 10 or so, is not bad, especially if you drink it black or if you have a light fat or non-fat creamer. But when you add regular whipping cream with a lot of sugar, with a lot of other things to it, or the syrupy flavors that are so high sugar, that adds extra calories that you usually don't burn because you enjoy it and you want to socialize and you don't really move around that much. Number 9 is the dog gets less fresh air. Why is that? Is it the dog's choice or is it the owner's choice? Well, I would say it's probably the owner's choice because it gets colder outside and the owner doesn't feel like going out, or it might be raining or it might be foggy or cloudy, and the dog doesn't care. Most of the dogs don't care. So the owners just need to dress themselves accordingly and still go outside and get that doggy walk in. It's good for both of them. Evolution. Well, that is an interesting part. According to research from the University of Exeter, it's ingrained in our biology to want to eat more in the winter months. Yes, really. Researchers suggest that we have a natural tendency to overeat in the winter because historically food was more scarce. At the older times, yes, it was. While we're not doomed to binge at the first snowfall, it's good to be aware of more subconscious factors such as these. The best thing to do is to be proactive about your diet and more mindful about portion size. And I would not even say diet, I would say habits. Because diet, to me, I don't like the word, but a diet is actually, it's still good because a diet is actually the way we look at things. So we can diet with food, we can diet with clothes, we can diet with many things. It's finding a moderation. So it's not a bad word. It's just for me, the first connotation I have is to die with a T when you take the word apart, but that's not really the full meaning of it. So yes, you can say a diet. I prefer saying changing my habits from disease to health. Another thing we always have is lots of pies, don't we? Sugary pies, fruit pies, pumpkin pies, pecan pies, whatever, whatever, for Thanksgiving, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, and all other holidays in between. Maybe even some birthdays, and maybe even some weddings, and maybe some anniversaries. And it just really accumulates. Now, if you can make sugar-free pies, that's cool, when the fruit is ripe and ready. Or you use a natural sweetener, such as stevia, or maybe honey, or something like that, and just a little bit, a lot less. Or coconut sugar. It's healthier than white sugar. So those are some other points. Or the one we don't want to hear. Maybe we're already overweight, then adding some more to it. Oh no, that's not good, because having definitely that overweight problem is affecting our health in the sense of being easier to have strokes or heart attacks or joint issues or arthritis or whatnot. And when we go down with the weight and we feel healthy, are in a great BMI below 24.9, that's totally awesome. Between 22 or so and 24.9 is actually healthy, and anything above 24.9 is obese, and anything above 30 is actually morbidly obese. And those are not just titles, those are actually factors regarding your personal health. And the way to figure that out, the quick formula, is take your weight, multiply it times 703, and divide it by your inches squared. So if you're like me, 5 foot one, it's 61 inches. So it's 61 times 61. So I would take my weight, which is 128, and multiply times 703, divide it by 61 times 61, and that gives me the BMI of 24.0, which is still very healthy. So I want to go down some more because I want to lead by example, but you can do that too. So I just wanted to give you some information on that. When you're extra groggy in the morning, why is that, or during the day? That's the lack of sunlight in the winter, and it can actually affect you quite a bit. So that's why I say get yourself a light that's like a daylight for inside. You can check with your doctor on what he or she suggests is best for you. Don't just go out and buy one, because there's a lot of them that are not really good or healthy. So anyways, that's what I wanted to share. Also, another point, our metabolism increases. It changes. We want to eat more foods that are not really healthy for us. And we need to burn more energy so we can actually stay healthy. Another issue that we have in the winter months is quite often there are less fresh produce around. There's much less around it. And what is usually higher in starch. So it is very important that we're selective and that we use the portion control. So we can even eat some of the higher carb squashes and things. I just learned that the winter squash is high in carbs. And we're just planning some. So I know that my proportions are going to be a little bit less than if it's a low-carb veggie or something like green lettuce, where you can have a whole cup for a serving and you need 3 servings of greens a day. So, yeah, that makes a big difference. That is so incredibly good to know. And I think I added this link. I think I added this link for you as a bonus. I could not hyperlink it. Pardon me. But you can highlight it, copy and paste it in your URL, and then go from there. So that is another thing. Then you need to bundle up. You know, it's not eating more. It's maybe wearing your clothes in layers. Something lighter underneath and then a jacket or a sweater or something warmer and then a jacket over it, maybe a scarf around, maybe a hat on your head, gloves on your hands, definitely socks and shoes on. And that helps you already burn more calories, because when you breathe fresh air, your body has to work harder to keep warm. So that's pretty cool. The dinner dates, oh, how much fun they are. However, what happens there? It's not news that we tend to consume far more calories when we dine out than when we cook at home. The cold weather tends to move date night to restaurants for a number of months when your more active ideas are limited. As a result, more night spending trying new restaurants puts you and your honey in a position to overeat more frequently. Try splitting your entrees or going without snacks at the movie theater to avoid excess calorie intake. That's something that my hubby and I have experienced a long time ago. We go once in a while, we go to a Mexican family restaurant that we really love and we're friends with the owners. And we share a meal because there is enough for both of us with one meal. So that's pretty amazing. And we get to enjoy it, not feel guilty, yet having the fun, the ambiance, the delicious food, and it's always fixed to our liking. Never deep fried, always broiled or boiled or grilled or something like that. So it's much healthier. Number 18, our holiday spiced and flavored foods. I already mentioned about the coffees, but then there's the cookies. And oh, I remember as a child baking chocolate cookies and hazelnut cookies and coconut things and whatnot. Up galore. But that was so many decades ago. I am not doing that anymore because I know when I have it in the house, I eat it. So now, if indeed I do make some to give away, which I barely ever do, I'd rather make something healthy or just visit with people and give them my time or something handmade. Yeah, it's better not to have it in the house and just enjoy a good cup of or a glass of water or a cup of herbal tea or something just to have what I need. And during the holidays, quite often we have a habit, and I've noticed that I've been in many different countries in my life, but here in the U.S., people seem not to be able to live without a salt shaker. Everybody puts salt on their food before they even tasted it. And that is actually a very poor habit that I wish we could just snap our fingers and change. It is not conducive, sodium on our food. It's actually like a preservative for the food. And it's also a preservative for our blood pressure to be high. We don't need high blood pressure. It's better to have it steady and an average blood pressure anywhere from, depending on age, anywhere from 100 to maybe 130 over 65 to 75 instead of 150, 180, 200 over 100 something, which is way too high. And then the devil's circle starts again with medication for high blood pressure, which then gives you other issues, and then you need medications for that, which gives you other issues. You need medication for that. Why not just live healthy and get rid of that? And how is your attitude when you have missed a meal? You got invited to a party and, oh my, you couldn't make it. You got stuck on the street. There was an accident in front of you. Heaven forbid you were in one. Or you were invited somewhere else and you couldn't get out as fast as you wanted. What do you do when you miss a meal? Do you go and you indulge like crazy? You double up so you can make up for the one you missed? Or do you take some home in a, as we used to say, doggy bag or in a little container so you can eat it the next day or the day after and keep your portion control? Now, that would be the number one definite best choice of all. So yeah, those were the 20 points that I want to touch on. I also have found some facts about people eating more junk food than ever. And I found a chart with Healthline from 1889 to 2009. So that was 9 years ago, but still, it's only getting worse. So in 1889, 7% of the American population ate away from home. That means with other friends and family. And about 20%, 2009, 25 to 27% in 2009. Well, usually with friends and family is not as bad, but depending on how they cook, we need to be cautious about it. Did you know that fast food actually started in about 1927, according to that chart? And it was about 1% of the people ate fast food, not many. However, in 2009, it went up to 20 to 25%. And people who ate at home in 1889 were 93%. Congratulations! And in 2009, between 53 and 55%. So it went down significantly. Did you know that the sugar consumption in kilograms per person, so it's about 2.2 pounds per kilogram. So in the year 1700, 2 to 3% kilos for about 3%. In 2000, 65 to 70 kilograms per person. Wow. It went from 2 kilograms per person in 1700 to 65 to 70 kilograms in 2000 per person. Go to the store and check out how much 7 10-pound bags of sugar are, and realize that you eat that much sugar a year per person. Wow. That's why obesity raised from 5% in 1880 to 50+% in the year 2000. Unbelievable. So the importance behind this whole presentation is weight gain is dangerous. It promotes, it actually does cause heart attacks, strokes, unhealthy mind and body, affecting the finances. Why? Because when you have to go to the doctor, it costs money. When the doctor prescribes medication, it costs even more money. And when your health is getting worse, you have to spend even more money. So why not take your health into your own hands and do something about it? Get healthy. So I'm going to recap. I promote healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. I want to improve your life. If you want to improve your life, actually, your habits one at a time, contact me for a free 30-minute consultation so we can see if we are a fit to journey together towards optimal health. That would be my biggest pleasure, to help you get to where you want to get with a balanced, happy, and healthy mind, body, and finances. Okay, so the link that I gave you was https://www.eatthis.com/y-gain-weight-in-winter. The way you can contact me is go to dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line blogtalkradio.com or Blog Talk Radio Show 1018. 2018, or would like to have a 30-minute free consultation, something to that effect, so I can recognize it has to do with the show, and I will fish it out of spam, because every first email that I get from anyone goes into the spam filter, and I'm very religious in sifting through it and making sure that I get it. You can also voicemail me or text me at 562-335-4956. Again, I say voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless I know who's calling and I have a scheduled phone time. But once you have texted me and left me a message or voicemailed me with a precise message and a phone number, I will return your call and enter you in my system, so the next time I will be able to answer. All right, that's it for right now. I want to prepare you for a most wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed holiday season. And I'm going to say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.